And now, back to our team coverage of the 2023 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
The magical words at any marathon are world record pace. But what I can report is that one record has already been smashed here today on The Score. 48,944 unofficial runners started today's race. So that's an unofficial record. 48,944 smashing the old mark in Chicago set a few years ago. Wow.
That's incredible. And you think about, okay, 1977, the first Chicago Marathon, there were 4,200 people that ran this race, and now over 48,000.
That's a lot of elbows trading paint out there, Josh Cox.
It sure is. And not only are we setting the single race record today, but we're going to see the millionth finisher of the Chicago Marathon cross this line today. And I know Kerry Pinkowski and his crew, they have a special surprise for that individual. Just a real testament to Kerry's work. He came on in 1990, and this race was iconic. It's Chicago, but you're talking about 8,000 people that year, and now to grow this thing to nearly 50,000 is just unreal.
The Bank of America's 45th running live on The Score. We're here for the 17th straight year on The Score. We're part of the friends of the program. Welcome back to this one-of-a-kind coverage. I want to say hi again. It's Josh Liss here at the finish line. You've been listening to expert commentary from our Olympian and area running coach Jenny Spangler. And with us for the first time, but he's a veteran already, accomplished runner and agent, Josh Cox. It's been fun sharing the airwaves with you already, and we're monitoring world record potential, course record breaking paces, and we've already called two winners in the men's and women's chair races, Marcel Hoog and Catherine De Bruyner, a Swiss sweep in Chicago. But let's plug ourselves back in to the men's race and the leaders: Kelvin Kiptum, a 23-year-old from Kenya, and Daniel Mateko, a 25-year-old from Kenya, in his marathon debut. Kiptum in just his third marathon all time. One of our insiders out in front of the men's race is Chris Wehrman, and we bring Chris back in now. Chris, what do you see that's happening with these two?
We went from a two-man race with these two working together to a one-man race. Kiptum coming out of Pilsen right before the turn onto Halstead absolutely dropped the hammer. You could see him go to his arms and his legs, and within a block put seconds on Mateko.
About what mile mark are we talking, Chris? About what
we are talking right before mile 20. They had been working together after they had dropped the pacer at the half marathon mark. We were talking in the truck that at some point one of these guys are going to have to make a move if they're really going to go for that world record, and that is exactly what happened. They were working together, running in the upper 430s, when Kiptum dropped the hammer. He went to his arms, and he has been putting on a show since. His mile 21 was a 4:24, and you would think he's on Michigan Avenue already, the way that he is using his arms and lifting his legs. He is pushing hard, and he is by himself, but still looking very, very good as we just entered Chinatown, using these crowds to his advantage. I'm Chris Wehrman. Yes, yeah. Go ahead, Josh.
Thanks. No, stick with us. Josh has something for you.
Yeah, really. It's a real testament to Kiptum's talent. And I kept waiting for Kiptum to break away and move. And he's doing that now. In London, we saw him run the back half in 59:45. And you talk about that last mile split in the 420s. They were on 2:01:42 pace, which is just off that world record mark. But now that he's put the hammer down running these 420s, hey, maybe the world record is back in play on the men's side. What do you think?
Oh, it is definitely back in play. And Josh, you had hit the nail on the head when you had commented earlier. When they got to mile 12, they ran a 4:49 mile. That's been by far the slowest mile that they've had on the course. And Kiptum looked at the pacer and said something to him, and the pacer was just tired. I mean, at the point, that point, they were running 60:45 is what they went through the half marathon. So they were already flying. And there's just not a lot of guys that can run that fast. So he, Kiptum and Mateko, were then working together. They had to, because otherwise they'd be running by themselves for 13 miles. But they got to the point when someone had to make a move because they were running slower than Kiptum has run in the second half of either of his other two marathons. So I think he was still pretty much under control, and that was not going to last. So he gets to 10K to go. Now he's going to heart, but he's using his arms and legs, and he is looking very, very good.
Yeah, Chris, I have to chuckle a little bit. In the press conference on Friday, Kiptum stated that he really wasn't that interested in the world record, but he was really interested in the course record of 2:03:45. Well, right now he's demolishing that, and so I don't know if his race plan has changed over the last couple days or he just was trying to keep it on the down low, but yeah, he's looking fantastic.
And we've seen that with some of these leaders and winners in the past, commenting about whether it's the weather or how they're feeling or their training. I mean, they don't want to give up too much information. But you guys, we just went through mile 22, and that was a 4:16 mile. The crowd can't even keep up with him as they try to take pictures as he runs by. That's
this doesn't even
right
it doesn't even compute or make sense. But 4:16, we are now at 2:01 flat.
Kelvin
marathon
Kiptum,
pace.
Kelvin Kiptum in Chicago, beyond mile 20, is on world record pace. And not to mention course record pace, which we've acknowledged he's likely to smash. The current world record is held by Eliud Kipchoge, 2:01:09. And what are the numbers here that you're just mentioning, Josh? And Chris, we'll reconnect with you in just a moment, okay?
The mile split from Chris, that really tells us what's going on. The 4:16 split, that's
4:16 a mile.
That's something you would see on the track in a 5,000 or a 10,000, a 3-mile race, or a 6-mile race. This has never happened before.
He's 20 miles into the Chicago Marathon, and he puts down a 4:16.
It's never been seen in the history of distance running. He's now on 2:01 flat pace, and this is the guy who has closed, who has the two fastest closes in marathon history. The world record, not only is it in play, I think it's likely that he does this thing today.
He's not even looking tired. I'm looking at him on my screen. His arms are pumping back and forth. He still has good turnover, doesn't look tired. I mean, it's amazing.
It is amazing, and if you're not amazed, you really aren't into athletics, because what's happening today on the streets of Chicago is an athletic feat that may have never been done before. A world record in the men's marathon is in the progress of taking place, and the man, and young man, the 23-year-old from Kenya, Kelvin Kiptum, is laying down the hammer, as Chris has described. So let's take a pause on describing the men's world record pace, and want to let you also know that Ruth Chepngetich and Safwan Hassan has pulled away from Ruth. It's Safwan Hassan in the women's lead, so it's Safwan Hassan and Kelvin Kiptum, your leaders, and we're going to call those finishes later this morning on the score. But this is also a day to celebrate. The Chicago Marathon has had a record number of starting runners, over 48,900. And out on the lead vehicle, out in front of those masses, is 670 The Score's Gabe Ramirez. Let's touch base with you, Gabe, again. How are things going today?
Josh, things are looking great. I got to say, the one thing that I've really noticed, I mean, obviously being in the lead vehicle, you see the elite runners, you know, setting the pace. And so when we passed a lot of the fans that are on the side, this is the first time they're actually seeing someone. They've probably been out here for hours. So the way their faces light up, I mean, that is something that I notice each and every time. Right now, we're on Michigan Avenue, right around like 28th Street, and it is all by itself. Everyone's out here by IIT. You can hear people screaming. There's kids. You got picnics set up here. You even got some little, looks like ladybug chairs for the kids. I mean, like I said, the smiles on everyone's faces, that's what makes this thing. And I'm sure the runners see these faces, and it gives them a little bit more ammunition to finish this race strong. I'm Gabe Ramirez here at the Bank of America, the Chicago Marathon. Let's go ahead and send it back to 670 to score by the finish line with Josh List.
Hey, thank you, Gabe. Great stuff from out there. Yeah, there's so much enthusiasm out on the course. And these kids in their ladybug chairs, they have no idea how fast Safwan Hassan is running. And at what point, Jenny, it's been only a matter of moments, did she pull away from Ruth Chepin-Gedich, that key moment? What happened?
It seems like, and we can ask Trenier about that too, about a couple miles back, she just said, okay, I'm feeling good. I need to put some space in between because we know Ruth is such a fierce competitor. I need to make sure I get well ahead of her so it doesn't come down to a sprint finish like the women's wheelchair did.
Yeah, and dig into some of the numbers here at our broadcast position, yards from the finish line on Columbus Drive in Grand Park, because I'm looking at the standards that have been set, and Josh Cox, 2:11.53 by Majest Assefa in Berlin just a few weeks ago. Safwan Hassan is certainly in position to get into that 2:11 range, fair to say, here on the back half of the race?
Yeah, it is. And I was on the streets there in Berlin a couple weeks ago, and the conditions were pretty much exactly what we have here in Chicago. In Berlin and Chicago, known as the two fastest courses in the world, and it's the conditions that sometimes Chicago, it can be a little warm, you know? But this year, we got the perfect weather. And Safwan, she is seizing this opportunity, and Trenier mentioned it and alluded to it. 6 weeks ago, she was tripling at the World Track and Field Championships. The thing about that...
And so, won two medals.
And won two medals, yes. Not just competing, but beating the best on the planet. Mm-hmm. Usually from 4 to 8 weeks out from your marathon, that's your heaviest mileage period where you're stacking on the miles. You're always tired. You're falling asleep in your cereal, we say. You know, it's like you're just trying to keep your eyes open. But she was competing. To balance that track schedule with the marathon training, running these extra workouts after that, because her eyes were on this race, it's really a testament to her. We haven't seen anything like it.
That's a level of athleticism, like Josh says, we haven't seen anything like.
Absolutely, but I would counter that running three races, two prelims, and doing a workout at the World Championship time span. That's a heavy training load.
It is, but I would say it's not the same zone that you're training for the marathon, and that's the real testament. I mean, she's set a world record at the mile. I called the race. Like, in to have that kind of range from 800 meters to the marathon, on the male or female side, we have never seen this kind of range that Hassan has.
And she's new to the marathon. I mean, this is her second marathon ever. She mentioned that she had different preparation than London. She didn't feel that she was prepared for the London Marathon. She learned a lot more of this training cycle, prepared differently, and it's really paying off right now.
You're talking about 30-year-old Safwan Hassan, the leader in the women's race here at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, where she is on a world record pace. And so is the men's leader, the fearless 23-year-old Kenyan Kelvin Kiptoo. We've already called winners today in the chair races. Catherine De Bruyner has unseated Susanna Scaroni, and in a Swiss sweep, the silver bullet, Marcel Hoog, wins for the fourth time in Chicago. Those are in the chairs. A little later this hour, we're going to be calling the men's and women's elite runners. Each champion will take home $100,000. The wheelchair runners make a little bit less, but they're able to compete in many more. There are also $50,000 bonuses to any winner that sets a course record. That $50,000 bonus is going to be paid out today because the course records are bound to be smashed as the leaders are threatening the world records. But guys, why don't we start at the course records? Jenny Spangler, Josh Cox joining myself, Josh Liss here near the finish line. And the score is proud to be bringing you coverage of the marathon for the 17th straight year. Guys, Trenier Mosier out in front of the women's leader. Trenier, bring us up to speed on Safwan Hassan. Those two medals just a few weeks ago. On one hand, it didn't burn her out, apparently, competing in those world championships. And as Jenny Spangler has said here, Trenier, it might have just been the miles she needed to get ready for this race.
Oh, no, it has not burned her out at all. It has probably served her well to have that track speed on this course for her. She has pulled away from Ruth. I don't even see Ruth in sight anymore. She's still with her pacer. They're going strong. They just got some fuel. And she's looking good. She's pulling away. They're on 2:12 pace, which is still very, very fast. It's only her second marathon. Let's not forget that as well. She is still a rookie, and she's just like a true marathon pro. she
where
is
was
getting
the point,
after
Trenier,
mile after
where
mile.
Safon over where oh, Safon overtook Ruth, or Ruth had to drop back? What was the point in the? Do you remember about the mile marker where you were at?
It was probably around the half. She had gotten in front, and it was only by a few steps, probably like 5 meters, and then she just kept pulling away because they went through that half at 65, which is still insanely fast for both of them. But she's just been pulling away, and we just went through the 35K at 150.
Was there any struggle in the two-time defending champ Chepin Gedich, or does it say more about Safon Hassan that she's got the lead right now?
I think it says a lot about Safon. She's just looking very, very, very strong and honestly relaxed, even as she is staying behind her pacer and letting him do a lot of the work for her. She honestly keeps stepping out, so I'm getting the feeling like she's kind of getting antsy and wanting to go and get in front of him and keep pushing him as well.
Yeah, Trenier, I know they're through 35K now, and she's on about like a 2:12:57 type pace, but you said that she's looking antsy. It looks to me like her form is still good. Do you think she has more in her? Do you think she can pick it up, or do you think she's tapped out?
Right now, it looks like she has some good energy left. So getting in that 2:11 is not unreasonable or unlikely at this point. Even coming through the 22 mark, she looks very, very strong. She looks very, very relaxed. And she's just looking like she's just trying to hold back as long as she can until, like, it's really go time for her.
And, you know,
Ruth's
still running 2:13, which would be a huge PR for her. I know Ruth's goal is to win the Chicago Marathon once again. It doesn't look like that's going to happen, but still a good day for her.
So Josh Cox and Trenier, thank you, and we'll catch up with you shortly. Trenier Mosher's following the elite women, but here it is, the course record set by Bridget Koskaj in the women's race in 2019, 2:14:04. Now, Ruth Chepin Gedich is on pace to set the course record, but she's far behind the women's leader, who's setting a whole different sort of pace.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, we've talked about what Safon has been able to do on the track and here in transitioning to the roads. Looking at the splits, going a little bit deeper dive into the numbers, I was nerding out over here a little bit looking at it. So Safon,
that's what you're here for.
That's me. I'm King Runner nerd over here. 5:08 she averaged going to 30K per mile. And then Safon has slowed down to 5:15 a mile to 35K. Those splits just came through. So that would lead me to think, hey, she's holding it together. She's there, but she's on 2:12 pace now. Where you, on the other side of the coin with Ruth, on that 30K split, she was averaging 5:11. She's slowed to 5:22. So you talk about that's an average of 7 seconds a mile that Safon is putting into Ruth right now. So I would say if this holds, and looking at the monitors now, Safon, you can see the turnover has slowed a little bit, but she's there. She has her pacemaker. She does look comfortable. She does look like she's in control. Ruth is in contact. She can see her. So if Safon falters, Ruth could come in here and get that third title.
That would be an amazing turn of events, Jenny, if we actually saw Ruth catch up to Safon.
And I wouldn't put it past her. I know it's hard for Ruth right now. I'm guessing she's running by herself. But just to see Safon ahead of her and have that little carrot ahead of her, it's got to be keeping her going.
Our men's and women's leaders are on course record and near world record pace. We'll reintroduce you to them and bring in our cast of experts from around the course and here at the finish line, along with Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler, our Olympian. I'm Josh Liss. Much more ahead on the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
People come from all over for the marathon, but it seems like everyone's on their phones because they're banking with Bank of America. Take this runner over here. He's using Zelle to pay back a friend for going halvesies on a hotel room. Woo! He's gonna sleep well tonight.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive, you just can't stop banking. What would you like the power to do? Proud sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app. Only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
Tata Consultancy Services believes in the transformative power of technology in business as well as in running. Just like we help many of the world's largest businesses innovate to achieve their goals, TCS strives for new ways to use technology to enhance the marathon experience for athletes and fans alike. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by TCS, for runner tracking, finish line predictions, race results, interactive course maps, alerts, and more. Available now in the Google Play and Apple App Store.
Nordic Track and iFit are ready to take you on a fitness adventure from the comfort of your home. Walk through the pyramids in Egypt. Hike Mount Fuji in Japan. Run the Oberdorf Trail in Switzerland. Nordic Track is the number one treadmill brand in the U.S. in 2023, according to TrackLine data. And iFit's expert-led global workouts take the guesswork out of your goal work. You can even run the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Start your fitness adventure at NordicTrack.com. The 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is around the corner. If you aren't running this year, join the excitement of race weekend as a volunteer. Volunteers serve in many ways, from greeting runners at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo to supporting participants in Grant Park and along the 26.2-mile course. Be energized and inspired by joining the event volunteer team. Registration is open through Friday, September 29th. Learn more at chicagomarathon.com/volunteer.
26.2 miles will push you to the limit of what's possible to prove that at our healthiest, there's no telling how far we can go. Join Abbott as we celebrate the runners of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, one of the premier races of the Abbott World Marathon Majors. Because wherever we are on life's journey, with good health, we are unstoppable. Visit us at the Abbott booth during the race at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo, October 5th through 7th at McCormick Place.
Get fit this fall with the Chicago Park District, offering low-cost, in-person, and virtual programs in fitness, nutrition, and sports for all age groups, ability levels, and for families, as well as state-of-the-art fitness centers, pools, and athletic facilities at parks around the city. Take a class or join a team. In-person and online registration for the upcoming winter session is right around the corner. Visit chicagoparkdistrict.com for class schedules at your local park, as well as other park locations, and for more information, chicagoparkdistrict.com.
And now, back to our team coverage of the 2023 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
There's never been a marathon like this. You're listening to history being made on Sports Radio 670 The Score as 30-year-old Kelvin Kiptum, in just his third career marathon, ranked number two in the world, is on pace to smash the world record. It was set just last year in Berlin by number one ranked Eliud Kipchoge, who's also a past Chicago winner, at 2 hours, 1 minute, 9 seconds. At this point, Kelvin Kiptum, the 23-year-old Kenyan, is on pace to smash it. We're looking at about 1 hour 58 minutes on our clock here near the finish line. Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox, history is going to be made in just a few moments because at the very least the men's course record will be crushed.
Absolutely. Right now, Kelvin Kiptum is on pace to be sub 201, 2 hours and 39 seconds. That is just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And here, you're a U.S. Olympian, and Josh, you've run at all sort of different levels. Record holder at the 50K distance, a U.S. record holder, 4 Olympic trials. This is another caliber and beyond in what's been done, accomplished in marathon history.
Josh, I've never seen anything like this. This is not in race hyperbole. This is unprecedented, what Kipton's been able to do. What he's been able to do in his first two marathons, also unprecedented. When we're talking about history and the greatest of all time, Eliud Kipchoge, the current world record holder at 201.09. That is the mark we're after, set in Berlin last year. But today, what Kiptum's been able to do, they were on 201.42 pace, and we all thought at that point, well, they're going to get the course record, that the world record's probably off the table. But as soon as he broke away, it was game on, and this guy has closed better than anyone in history and is doing it here today in Chicago.
Four-time champion Khalid Kanouchi from Morocco once set a world record in Chicago in 1999. It's been a while. I was on the call that day, and we're anxious to tell you that 23-year-old Kenyan Kelvin Kiptum is making his way up Roosevelt Road, or Mount Roosevelt, if you will. He'll be making an immediate left turn on Columbus. Columbus Drive is where the finish line is going to take place. as the clock is seconds away from flipping to two. No human being has ever broken two in an official marathon eligible race course, a record eligible course. We're just above 2 hours. We're anticipating Kelvin Kiptum to smash the world record. Kiptum is around the corner off of Roosevelt Road. Kelvin Kiptum is making his way up Columbus Drive. The city of Chicago will see a one-of-a-kind event as Kelvin Kiptum, in just his third career marathon at age 23, is racing against the clock. He will win today's race. Kiptum in bib number two, arms swaying back and forth, pumping his chest. 2 hours, 34 minutes, 2 hours, 34 seconds, a record, a world record in Chicago. It has been smashed. Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum wins the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon in an unofficial world record time. There's never been anything like it. Let everybody be jealous as Kiptum thrusts his hands in the air near the finish line. Race director Kerry Pinkowski with a big hug. He's got energy, clapping his hands, smiling very wide, and now maybe feeling some wobbly legs as he gives it a jog back up past the finish line. He's going inside out to high-five the crowd. Kelvin Kiptum, you are the world record holder in the marathon thanks to your first-place finish in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon here today.
This is just so emotional. I mean, I'm tearing up. He smashed the world record by 30 seconds.
By 30 seconds, and we'll get to the details in a second. The new world record holder in the marathon is Kelvin Kiptum, and he's got energy as he's jogging 10 yards back and forth with a Kenyan flag over his shoulders. He's giving his agent and other dignitaries hugs, and you know what? He's on the course, and there's still nobody behind him for the last minute in his way. He's hugging family members and others in the stands. A history-making performance by Kelvin Kiptum at age 23. No one has ever accomplished that fast of a race. Josh?
Just amazing. Watching him, Kiptum went over to Khalid Kanucci, the last guy to set the world record here in Chicago, gave him a hug, gave Constantine Adida a hug, the gold medalist from Romania. This is electric. The fans are going crazy. The flags are still, and Kiptum is not. He is jumping around, hugging and waving that Kenyan flag. What a performance.
Well, look at Kerry Pinkowski. He's jumping up and down too. This was his day.
Unbelievable. A world record has been set, and I want to establish that number right now unofficially. Jenny Spangler, give us that number.
2 hours, 35 seconds.
2 hours, 35 seconds. And where is the second place finisher, Josh Cox?
Well, right now, all eyes are on Kelvin Kiptum and what he's been able to do. I have never seen in the history of marathoning, following the sport, being a pro for 15 years, someone attack the course after 25K the way that Kiptum did today. And he ran away, and they were working together. The Pacers fell off, but when he decided, I'm now going to make my move. And I love the commentary from the moto out there where it was, he went 4:26, and I was like, wow, that's turning the screws. And then he went 4:16. And when he did that, I thought, this world record's going down, because this has never happened before, to have that much life in your legs. And to our left, we have another runner coming in.
We've got another male finisher approaching. This will be the second place finisher, far behind Kelvin Kiptum and his world record. Go ahead, Jenny, give it a call.
Number, oh, this is
Benson Kipruto.
That's right. I was like, wow, I was waiting. I was not expecting
Amazing.
Him, but I saw the number one. I'm like, yes.
What is amazing is that Benson Kipruto just finished at an unofficial 204 and change. That's about 3 minutes behind the champion and world record holder, Kelvin Kiptum.
But you know what? It's Kipruto's personal best. He had to run a personal best today, and he got second.
So the men's finishers are starting to trickle in. We've got our podium, and it's amazing that Kelvin Kiptum just smashed a world record by over 30 seconds. A year-old world record. Just smashed the world record in Chicago by over 30 seconds. And where is he? He's not off in the medical tent. He's not sitting down getting wheeled over to have a sandwich or a Gatorade or whatever. He's got the Kenyan flag over his shoulder. He's running back and forth. He's congratulating others like the dignitary and past world record holder and champ, Khalid Kanouchi. It is a thrill. He is celebrating along with the other finishers. It's something special to see Kiptum smash a world record and then congratulate the next few finishers coming in behind him. You don't see that very often.
No, but when you've had a race like he just had, you are on such an energy rush. You're just... It's amazing.
Can you imagine what kind of adrenaline is going through Kelvin Kiptum right now, Josh?
Well, it's everything is created twice, right? You have a mental creation and a physical creation. And during training, when you're getting out there on those long runs, and it is lonely out there. The loneliness of the long distance runner, as they say, you know, you're out there, but you're dreaming of this moment, coming up Roosevelt and finishing here with seeing the clock, and you're going to break Eliud Kipchoge's world record. These are things that exist only in your mind's eye. But then to have it go from the mental to the physical and be experiencing that moment, that's dreams are literally coming true for you right in front of your eyes, and you cross that line. That's what we're seeing right now.
I suppose at that point, when it's starting to come true and you've still got some miles to run, what do you think in that moment? The opportunity was in his hands, and he didn't shrink. He had to have known that he was on this pace with a short while to go.
Oh, absolutely. And just how he approaches a race where he's just a closer, I know that he knew he had confidence that he could do this. And you're just watching him pumping his arms back and forth. I know it was in his head that, okay, I can close it. I've done it before. Let's get this done.
Three of the four champions have been crowned. And we are excited to tell you that a men's world record has been smashed here today by 23-year-old men's winner Kelvin Kiptum. Well, Chris Weirman, it took you only 5 years on our broadcast to see a men's world record. It took us a lot longer from Kanouchi back in the late 90s to today. But I know it's a wow experience for you. But here you followed the lead men and the world record time. Where do you start to explain your experience today and how it unfolded?
It was absolutely phenomenal. I've been fortunate enough now to be on the broadcast team for two world records here in Chicago. But to be able to watch this, we talked about it at the beginning of the broadcast. Sometimes you just have to take advantage of the weather, and the weather was perfect today. You had fast mindsets coming into the race by a number of athletes, and you just got to go for broke sometimes to see what happens. And that's what happened today.
A men's world record set by Kelvin Kiptum. Unreal. We can catch our breath to point out that Kiptum ran an unofficial 2 hours, 35 seconds, and smashed the mark by approximately 34 seconds. We're going to catch up on the women's race right now, as Safwan Hassan left two-time defending champ Ruth Chepin-Gedich in her dust around the halfway mark. Ruth is not going to catch up to Safwan. It's a one-woman race, Jenny Spangler. Safwan Hassan against the clock. She's been running at or below course record pace. How are things looking for the 30-year-old from the Netherlands, Safwan Hassan, who is in her last mile?
Yeah, she's in her last mile right now. She's over a minute and a half ahead of Ruth Chepin-Gedich, so no catching her now. But yes, under course record, she's right now projected finish 2:13:33. Which is, what, a minute?
Yeah, 2:13:33 would be about 31 seconds short of Bridget Koskaj's 2:14:04 set in 2019.
Right. And I just want to talk 1 minute about the men. Connor Mance, our first American finisher, he went 2:07:47 under the Olympic standard of 2:08:10. So he's got to be thrilled with that.
How do you like that, Josh Cox? Connor Mance, the Mance Pain Chamber. It paid off for him today.
It did, man. He knows how to put himself into that hurt locker. He's a pro at it. 2:07:47 for Mance, followed by his training partner and his BYU teammate, Clayton Young, 2:08 flat. So we had two American men underneath that Olympic standard. Galen Rupp, the big storyline here today. Was he healthy enough to pull this thing together? The two-time Olympic medalist. He finished in 2:08:48. So,
oh, no.
Although
just above the standard.
Just above. But. It is a phenomenal performance for him, and it'll be encouraging for him because he hasn't had a performance like this in a couple years. So it's nice to see him back and healthy.
And the American men have had a fantastic day. I mean, Connor was sixth overall, Clayton seventh, Galen eighth, Sam ninth. So good showing. Good showing today.
Amazing showing. And the Americans are looking forward to the U.S. Olympic trials in February. We wish them luck, and we'll get some official finishes in a moment. We're buzzed by calling a world record. Chicago, you have the record. 2 hours, 35 seconds, smashed by about 36 seconds. Kelvin Kiptum, K-I-P. T-U-M, Kelvin Kiptum, the 23-year-old from Kenya. Hey, what were you doing when you were age 23? Trying to find a job, maybe? What were you doing at age 23, guys? I was just getting into this, learning how to talk into a microphone. Here he's the world record holder. It's amazing. All right, we're switching our focus from the world record, which is kind of hard to, if I say so myself. But Safwan Hassan is on a course record. She blew away the two-time defending champ Ruth Chepin-Gedich about the halfway mark. Now let's catch up with Trinneer Moser, who's following Safwan. In front of that was once a lead pack, and now it's just down to one. Trinneer.
Yes, we are 800 meters from the finish. We're on Michigan Ave, and the energy is high. You can tell Safwan is starting to dig a bit, but she is still staying with it. Her stride is still a little longer, but she's just finding the energy. Honestly, she is just running very, very tough right now to try to maintain that 2:13, which is insanely fast for only her second marathon. She looks great, and it's going to be a great finish.
A little peek over her shoulder, a little peek over her other shoulder. Safwan Hassan sees nobody behind her. Trinneer, how would you describe her form right now, Hassan, as she runs on a course record pace? Is it getting a little herky-jerky, a little looser from the start? Is she agonizing a bit? Does she look to be in any type of trouble?
No, she doesn't look in any type of trouble, but you can tell she's digging. She looks tired. I'm going to be honest. She looks tired, and she's really digging deep to try to, like, her arms are swinging, they're not going straight like your toes do. She's a track and field athlete, so she knows what it's like going down that last 100 meters, but you can see a bit of a grimace on her face, and her knees aren't going up as high, but she's digging, and I think the crowd's really carrying her right now.
Yes, Safwan Hassan making her way through the last few moments of the course. And Trinneer, stand by. We'll catch up with you later. Great job today. She's our partner here on the broadcast, a five-time U.S. champ, so we appreciate what Trinneer Moser brings. But Safwan Hassan making her way out Mount Roosevelt. Roosevelt Road will soon turn onto Columbus Drive, and we'll measure Safwan against the clock. And if she can break that course record, we are beyond the women's marathon record of 2:11 and change. We are into the 2:12 mark. Right now, the women's course record is 2:14.04. She's got a great shot of making it. Now at 26 miles, Safwan Hassan, those elbows are getting a little wide. She's going uphill. That's why we call it Mount Roosevelt, over the train tracks. You know, the trains coming from the south, if you know Chicago, into Millennium Park. She's going over that bridge, and now down, the most painful part with that lactic acid building up is out of the way. She's down the stretch now. Safwan Hassan, she's 30 years old from the Netherlands, had to rally from 25 seconds back to take the lead and win in London earlier this year. She's going to smash her personal record of 2:18 and change. The 30-year-old Safwan Hassan, elbows swinging, white top, blue pants, high white socks. Here's the crowd near the finish line as she zips in front of us with a smile on her face. Or is she gritting her teeth? She may want to cry. She may want to laugh. But Safwan Hassan, you are the Chicago Marathon 2023 winner and new women's course record holder at an unofficial 2:13.47. Safwan Hassan, the winner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon's 45th running. Two records smashed today, a women's course mark and a world record. Jenny, deep breath with me.
Ooh,
wow, unbelievable.
We knew it was going to be a fast day. You kind of hold your breath through the entire race, hoping that it will be a fast day, and here we are.
Josh Cox, a course record in the women's race set by Safwan Hassan, who just weeks ago ran in shorter distances at the World Championships, but we knew she was going to be one of the fastest in the field today.
She is a special, special talent. We've alluded to it all show. Just an amazing talent. She came out here after that track season running and competing and beating the best in the world and still keeping her marathon training up. It was interesting looking at the splits here. After the half, she went,
her 5K averages for the mile, 504, 508, 515. And at that point, you go, oh, man, is this really going the wrong way? But she held it together, 516 and then 515. So she did fade a little bit on the back half, but she held it together, and that's a testament to her lifetime miles and her talent.
Absolutely, and a two-time Olympic gold medalist at lower distance as well, an Olympic bronze medalist. She's got 11 Dutch records, but I've got a feeling that this course record here at the Chicago Marathon may be one of her all-time top achievements, especially at just age 30.
Well, there's no question. Her London win and then her Chicago win. So she's perfect at the marathon distance.
Absolutely. Her second marathon ever. And here we see Ruth is coming in. Great day for Ruth. She put it all out there. Not her fastest time ever, but you've got the spirit of the competition. This is what you do here.
Second place finish for Ruth Chepin-Gedich, the two-time defending championship. It was 14 seconds short of the world record last year. Comes in second this year behind the new course record holder, Safan Hassan. H-A-S-S-A-N. Safan Hassan, whose now personal best is not that 2:18.33 from her London win earlier this year in her debut, but a 2:13.44 unofficial course record in Chicago. Safan Hassan. What else can we say about her, Jenny?
Well, I'm excited to see what she does next year, 2024 Paris, second marathon. She's still learning the marathon, so who knows what she can do.
Yeah, the Dutch Olympic team pretty much has her on the roster, even before today, right, Josh?
But Josh, what distance, you know?
Ooh, all of them.
That's the thing. We're talking about a woman that just ran the 1500, the 5000, and the 10000, and now is undefeated in her marathons, both London and Chicago dubs, 2:13.44. So what does she do? Does she run on the track? Does she run the marathon? Does she triple on the track and then come back to Chicago next year? I mean, I don't know. Who knows? We'll see what the future holds. But Hassan, just a fantastic, marvelous performance today.
Safan Hassan in a course record time, unofficial 2:13.44. She wins again. London and now Chicago. She's the women's champion at the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We called a world record on the men's side. We'll review the chair winners a little later as well. A lot more ground to cover because the storylines with the top American finishers are yet to play out. Along with Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox and our team of insiders and experts, stick with us. Again, a lot more to come on the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon broadcast on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is around the corner. If you aren't running this year, join the excitement of race weekend as a volunteer. Volunteers serve in many ways, from greeting runners at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo to supporting participants in Grant Park and along the 26.2-mile course. Be energized and inspired by joining the event volunteer team. Registration is open through Friday, September 29th. Learn more at chicagomarathon.com/volunteer.
26.2 miles will push you to the limit of what's possible to prove that at our healthiest, there's no telling how far we can go. Join Abbott as we celebrate the runners of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, one of the premier races of the Abbott World Marathon Majors. Because wherever we are on life's journey, with good health, we are unstoppable. Visit us at the Abbott booth during the race at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo, October 5th through 7th at McCormick Place.
Marathons come with aches and pains, and that's where BioFreeze can help. Whether it's sore muscles and joints, sprains, strains, or bruises, BioFreeze applies easily and cools the pain to get you back to your best. BioFreeze is fast-acting and provides powerful pain relief. Find us at Expo, on course at mile 21, or in the post-race party to receive your sample of BioFreeze to relieve pain before, during, and after the race. BioFreeze is there when you need it most. Use as directed.
Live to go the distance, because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information, schedule a virtual visit, download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run, find calm with guided meditations, and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips, so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
People come from all over for the marathon, but it seems like everyone's on their phones. Because they're banking with Bank of America.
Take this runner over here. He's using Zelle to pay back a friend for going halvesies on a hotel room. Woo! He's gonna sleep well tonight.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive, you just can't stop banking. What would you like the power to do? Proud sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app. Only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
Runners, keep an eye out for the BioFreeze Pain Relief Zone around mile 21, where the cooling crew will be armed with BioFreeze spray to help cool the pain to get you across the finish line. BioFreeze applies easily and cools the pain to get you back to your best. Pick up BioFreeze at a store near you or order online today so you can experience powerful pain relief for yourself and train with what's on course. BioFreeze. Cool the pain. Use as directed.
Nordic Track and iFit are ready to take you on a fitness adventure from the comfort of your home. Walk through the pyramids in Egypt. Hike Mount Fuji in Japan. Run the Oberdorf Trail in Switzerland. Nordic Track is the number one treadmill brand in the U.S. in 2023, according to TrackLine data. And iFit's expert-led global workouts take the guesswork out of your goal work. You can even run the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Start your fitness adventure at NordicTrack.com.
And now, back to our team coverage of the 2023 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh List, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
2 hours. 34 seconds, a record, a world record in Chicago. It has been smashed. Kenya's Kelvin Tiptum wins the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon in an unofficial world record time. That was fun. For the sixth time in the Chicago Marathon, a world record has been set, and it was 23-year-old Kelvin Kiptum of Kenya with that mark. 2 hours, 35 seconds unofficially, smashed it by more than 30 seconds, Eliud Kipchoge's mark from a year ago. So, yeah, we called a world record here today and a women's course record by the winner, Safan Hassan. The chair race winners were Catherine De Bruyne and Marcel Hoog, a Swiss sweep. And many of the top Americans are coming in as well. Connor Mance, sixth in the men's field. Galen Rupp, eighth in the men's field. And Jenny Spangler, rejoined by our Olympian, and Josh Cox, accomplished runner and agent. Those American finishers starting to trickle through here on a one-of-a-kind marathon Sunday. We're trying to keep up with the top American women's finishers as well. Who do we have?
Well, Emily Sisson just finished in a very, very fast time, respectable time of 2:22.09. A little off of her American record last year, but her goal was to go out and compete, and she did. Molly Seidel, our bronze medalist from the last Olympics, is just finishing right now, 2:23.07. And I'm really happy for Molly. She's had a lot of injury issues since her bronze medal, and she's back, and she made a statement that she's back to make that team again next year.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Molly Seidel and fellow American Emily Sisson. You could hear a lot about them going into the Olympic year next year in the trials in February. But Josh Cox, as we're also joined here at our finish line position by experts Chris Weirman and Trinier Moser, and we'll touch in with you guys as well. There's a different gear. The top Americans were not close to what Safan Hassan and Kelvin Kiptum, let's start with Kiptum, was able to do today. No one's ever been able to do what Kiptum did here today.
Yeah, you talk about resetting a race. He has reset history here in Chicago. What he was able to do on the back half of this course, it's similar to what he did in his debut in Valencia. He went sub 1 hour in London for the back half. He put that on display here after 25K, and he closed. We thought the world record was off the table, and then he went out like we have never seen anybody. Pedal to the metal, turn the screws, and he came through. So much life in those legs. I mean, he did not look fatigued at all. I am in awe of what Kiptum was able to do.
Kelvin Kiptum set a world record. You heard it here on The Score, our broadcast of the 45th running of the Chicago Marathon. And Chris Weirman, you followed that world record pace from the start to the finish. And as Josh was explaining, it was within a mile or two that the pack was down to like three or four guys.
Yeah, they dropped down pretty quick.
Fast, I mean, quick.
It was. And, you know, we were talking yesterday as we were getting ready for the race that this was still a very deep quality field. So for it to break down to the two guys that early is pretty amazing, especially because we knew that everybody was going to be a bit aggressive today, and they were aggressive. We had aggressive races across the board because of the weather and because of the pacers. And so for it to be down to just two runners with a pacer that early, I mean, that makes for a long race for these guys. And they were really able to, and Kiptum in particular, stay focused for the entire race.
And what do you make of their partnership? One paced the other in their most recent race in London. How much of working together and knowing that at some point you'd need to separate went into the result today that ended in Kiptum's world record?
That was really big, and you get a familiarity when you are running with these athletes. You know, one of the things that I had observed during the course of the race is that Kiptum had a preferred spot. He was on the right shoulder of the pacer, and when the pacer dropped out, he was still primarily on the right side of
Mateko.
And so, you know, you get into a rhythm, and you have to be in a rhythm not only with your pace but also with the people that you're running with. And you could see that today, and I think that comfort level helped a lot to be able to propel him towards the finish, especially when he was ready to make his move.
Yeah, a lot happening in that men's race to the point where Kelvin Kiptum wound up with a world record. We called it here on the score, 2 hours, 35 minutes unofficial for the 23-year-old from Kenya. Trenir Moser, you followed the elite women. You've got lots of thoughts on that, but I want to ask you about Kelvin Kiptum and a 23-year-old now holds the men's marathon world record. Does that compute? And at the time, 2 hours, 35 seconds. How does it compute?
I'm still trying to compute the 2 hours. I mean, that is incredible how he ran the race, how aggressive he went out in the race, and then how he finished. Negative splitting is just so hard to do to come back faster in the marathon. So I'm still trying to compute that someone today just ran 2 hours in the marathon. That is incredible.
And at that age, I mean, where do you get that? I understand the fearlessness and wanting to beat the old people, but Trenir, where does that sort of at age 23, how do you summon that from within you?
I think the age served him well. Being young, he was able to take risks. He had no experiences to hold on to. So having like not a lot of experience in the marathon, and he's still growing into this. That's the scary part. What can come of this? What's next for him? So being young is serving him well, and he's able to take the risk. And today we saw how it paid off.
There's only one person who over the last few weeks seemed to accept the fact that this race's rich history was built on speed. Some past champions who've set world records here, Jones and Kenucci, they had that recklessness, that fearlessness, a certain go-get-it attitude. And we saw that legacy continue here today. Race director Kerry Pinkowski rejoins us on the show. It's all your fault.
Well, Josh, you know, in our preview shows, I said this young man was special. Special like someone I've never seen before. Special in the Sammy Wanjiru, Khalid Kenucci atmosphere. I don't even know how to describe it. He's not cluttered by time or space.
Let's not get inside of his head. Let's take us to the finish line.
Yeah.
He's all alone. And at 2 hours, 35 seconds unofficially, he thrusts his hands in the air and he crosses. Kiptum, you're there to congratulate him. He's not off to the medical tent, didn't need any attention. He was thrilled.
Yeah.
He did a victory lap and has this flag on his shoulders. What was it like being there at the finish line with Kiptum and then running back past some past champions and whatnot?
I mean, it's an amazing accomplishment, so there's an emotional aspect to it, but this young man's got a lot of, and you know, Josh, you've heard me say this before. Over the years, I said, you're going to see a sub-2-hour marathon in a competition like this. Now, the difference here is, this wasn't set up with the time trial, him with a bunch of pacers. To be exact, the pacers failed horribly. He called on a teammate to come up and help him out, so he did it on his own, a la Kenucci, a la Sammy Wanjiru. You know, I'm going to go get a record. if you help me, that's fine. If not, I'm going to do it by myself. So that's
okay.
That's
you
just amazing.
A pacer. There was a pacer scratch.
The Pacers failed. I mean, it was. He did it by himself. He put this thing on his shoulders and carried it the whole way.
World record holder Kelvin Kiptum. How did he get on your radar? I mean, he burned hot at London. How were you so fortunate to be able to make a deal to bring Kiptum, the now world record holder, to Chicago?
You know, my daughter ran the London Marathon. My wife and I ventured out into the streets of London to watch my daughter. We got out to like the 15-mile mark ahead of the elites, and my wife and I are standing there, and I saw this guy come by, and I looked at him, and I turned to my wife and said, we got to get this guy. Whatever it takes, we got to move heaven and earth to get this guy here. And we went to work that afternoon. Mark Corston's his manager here, has been great to work with. We worked together on this. We had a plan. He's just a special young man that fits the mold of Chicago. In the legacy and the history of the athletes that have come here before him, this is the next step. This is the next Steve Jones, Khalid Kanucci, Catherine DeReba, Paula Radcliffe, Bridget Koskaj. It goes on and on and on.
And we'll ask you about Safwan Hassan in a moment, the women's winner who smashed the women's course record, but we're so jaw-dropped by what Kelvin Kiptum was able to do today, Carrie.
Absolutely. And Carrie, you know, we had the men's world record in Chicago in 1984, 1999. How special is it for you personally, who worked so hard for this marathon, to bring it back to Chicago?
You know, that world record has been an Eliud Kipchoge record in Berlin. It's been manufactured. It's been set up for him to run in that mode. This is an old-fashioned way of doing it. This is a blue-collar Chicago way of doing it. That record belongs here in Chicago. It will be taken from Berlin and placed in Chicago, and they got to come and get it. And if we can convince this young man to come back, I think he can go under 2 hours on the streets of Chicago.
You know, you're such a diplomat as a race director for 33 years. You're a former athlete yourself. I can sense that eye of the tiger, that competitiveness. Your juices are really flowing now, man. Congratulations. Let it all hang out. And Josh Cox, I mean, this is what it's all about. This is why he does his job.
It really is. And Kerry Pinkowski's the best in the business. And Chicago has been known for the records. And when we have the conditions like we had today, the course and competition are always here, but the conditions were perfect. And really, it's a credit to Kiptum, what the way in which he was able to win this thing. As Carrie alluded to, it wasn't five pacemakers in front through 30K. It was him working with another competitor to come on up, switching off the miles, and then doing it all by himself from 25K. Carrie,
well, you know what?
I'm
looking across to the stands right there, and who do you see? Khalid Kanucci, two-time world record holder, a fan. Constantine Adida,
let's wave
Olympic,
hello to Khalid Kanucci.
Olympic record holder. That's
he's got
the legacy
thumbs up.
Right
he's
there.
Blowing kisses to you, Kerry.
You know what? He got out here early.
You know how to make friends.
He
don't
got
you?
Out here early to get a seat because he wanted to see this.
That is awesome.
And he's been a big part of this.
That is awesome. Khalid Kanucci, you know, on the Mount Rushmore of the Chicago Marathon. We know you got to take off, but really quick thoughts on Safwan Hassan, Catherine De Bruyne, and Marcel Hugue. A Swiss sweep on the chair side, but how about Safwan? Course record.
She's just scratched the surface. This is her second marathon. She's one, I think, that can take it down to 210 below the world record. She's so talented. She's just kind of discovering the marathon. She popped right back. Nobody knows what she'll do. I mean, you got to give Ruth Chepngetich a lot of credit. She threw down the gauntlet and said, come and get me. At Chicago, it's just racing, you know. These are just really talented young
people.
And
the big-name Americans seem to clock very well. I know they were in a race away from the leads.
Josh Cox, did you see Galen Rupp all of a sudden has returned to the awareness of what's going on, 208? So you got to think about him for the Olympic team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Carrie, we're going to let you go right now. Thanks for joining us on World Record Setting Sunday, October 8th, 2023. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon's 45th running featured a record-setting finish by men's champion Kelvin Kiptum of Kenya, 2 hours 35 minutes. That smashes the mark by over 30 seconds set by Eliud Kipchoge in Berlin just last year. We're going to catch our breath. Score listeners, thanks for being with us. We're going to go through to 11 o'clock. We're going to catch you up on all the amazing storylines, bring you back highlights from today's race, and take you sort of behind the scenes a little bit on the personalities of these runners. And we're also going to catch you up on some Americans who are going to put themselves in position to maybe make the Olympic team next year. Lots in the books, including a world record, and lots ahead. It's The Score, 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Back after this on Sports Radio 670, The Score.